A couple of months ago, Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center sent us an audio postcard from a trip to Mongolia with a group of American singing cowboys. Well, Hal and his fellow music makers have been on the road again, this time to Kyrgyzstan and the village of Barskun on the shores of Lake Issyk-Kul.
The looks we get walking around here in our cowboy hats makes us feel like we've landed from another planet. We're scheduled to perform at a community theater in this tiny village this evening, and I can't believe anyone will come. Maybe it's time for some guerrilla marketing, American style. Immediately, a flyer is designed in Kyrgyz and transportation arranged. After lunch, Wyoming cowgirl Melanie Kornblum mounts the horse she's going to ride through the village in full Western regalia, and our trio grabs our instruments and scampers aboard the vehicle that's been provided for us, a horse-drawn cart. Our local host, Ishan Abolbakov, shakes his head as we pull away from his guest house, and we begin to play. Our music seems just right in this setting. Cows and chickens in each yard, men on horses ride by, kids follow in Pied Piper fashion. It's one of those lovely sunny autumn days. Cold air and brilliant sun. Soon we pass a group of children playing a Kyrgyz version of Ring Around the Rosy. I guess kids all over the world just like to get dizzy with music. As we wend our way down these dirt roads, our groupies pass out flyers and talk up the concert. And I feel a little bit of curiosity growing for this exotic band. At one point, three elderly ladies in full babushka and gold teeth smiles stop us to demonstrate American boogie dancing to our old-timey sound. They've clearly been watching too much American TV. Earlier in the day, we checked out the theater and paid for a sack of coal in an attempt to heat the place. It would be a first, since public buildings have not had heat since at least the Soviet downfall 15 years ago. I'm thinking the best reason for a good crowd is just to generate some body heat.
Test, test.
They say nothing ever starts on time here, and that appears to be the case as we tune up for the performance. Just then, a big family pokes their heads in the door. We're performing with Kyrgyzstan's top folk ensemble, Ordo Sokna, who are warming up for us. I like the warming up part. As they begin to play, I hear a common rhythm to our cowboy tunes mirroring the horse's gait. By the second song, the place is miraculously filled with people. They're a talkative audience, and I'm so glad cell phones haven't taken over here yet. When it's time for us to come on stage, everyone is ready for a dose of cowboy.
Okay, we have a treat for you now.
I can't figure out what our Kyrgyz translator, Maksad, is telling the audience, though. I've been working with him for the last 2 days on the background to our songs. My introductions take a minute. His translations, 5 seconds. Kyrgyz must be a very compact language. The crowd claps along to the fiddle tunes, and for our finale, we invite Ordo Sokna up for a special tune they've arranged for our benefit that they call Mustang, their version of Cowboyski. All play together, and as the concert ends, this hall in a rural village in Kyrgyzstan is finally glowing with warmth. I'm Hal Cannon.